Shohei the way. Right?
It's fucking amazing what that guy's doing.
The new Babe Ruth, and I hope everybody appreciates it.
They're not gonna. What's he got? 30?
32?
32 was the last number I heard.
Yeah. And he led that was a few days ago.
RBI.
How many strikeouts does he have? 75?
He's got a 2.58 ERA. Like, he's a damn good pitcher. And then he's just fucking hitting the ball out of the park.
Yeah.
And you can't even compare him to Babe Ruth, because Babe Ruth, most of his home runs came when he wasn't a pitcher anymore. He transitioned to being an outfielder.
Mm-hmm.
And Ohtani does both. Straight baller.
No, it's really cool to watch.
What's that?
To see someone pitching and hitting. Now, when he hits, does he play in the field or is he just DH? He just DHs, right?
He plays the outfield once in a while, but he generally DHs. But in the All-Star game, he's going to pitch, play the outfield, and hit. Also, competing in the home run derby.
Is he really?
Yep.
Ah, that's awesome.
He's got like the Griffey-esque swing for it. Like, he doesn't have to change his swing for the home run derby like a lot of players have to. He's got the swing.
Yeah, I wish I could watch more baseball on TV. I just don't have anything live that I can actually watch it on. So I can't just pull it up.
So this season, he's got 70 RBIs, batting 279, 33 home runs.
80, good Lord.
80 career home runs.
He's only been in the league two
4 years.
4 years now?
I thought this was his third year. Like one of his first seasons in.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I do remember that. But, you know, a lot of high schoolers do the both sides thing where they pitch and play the position and can hit bombs, but
more
going up to that level is a lot harder.
More and more now, though, you start seeing kids specialize.
I mean, not in an area like this.
DH-EH to high school where the pitchers won't have to hit.
Did they really?
They had that in school. Like, they didn't bring the DH in when we were in high school, but they had the EH, so you could bat for your weakest batter. Even if they were a good fielder or pitcher. I'm not a fan of any of it. So this year he's got 82 hits. 33 of them are home runs. Mm-hmm. 4 of them are triples. So almost half of his at-bats are 3 bases or more.
How many pitchers do you think would want to...
18 doubles!
A lot of extra base hits.
More than half of his hits are... Holy shit.
How many pitchers do you think would want to hit if they could? On their off days.
Most of the Mets starting rotation. DeGrom, Syndergaard, they're both stud batters. Like, I think it was... My days have been all fucked up this week after having off for as long as I did. But Scherzer, the other day, had a 9-0 lead. Or 8-0 lead against the Padres. One of their relief pitchers, who was in, hit a grand slam.
Really?
They lost the game. 9-8. The Nationals were up 8-0. Lost the game 9-8.
That's nuts.
The Mets yesterday had a 10-run inning.
The major leagues are getting kind of crazy.
Francisco Lindor hit a grand slam. Well, not really. It's a dead ball year, dude.
Yo.
And they're still hitting monster home runs.
So, going back through recent history, what are some of the better pitchers that are hitters, good hitters?
DeGrom.
Remember when Rick Ankiel like transitioned? He was a pitcher, but he was he was good at first, and then he got shitty. He ended up being a bad pitcher, and then he went to the outfield. Yeah, then he went to the outfield because he could rake. You remember that?
He wasn't really didn't get moved to the outfield because he could really hit. Like he was okay.
Oh, I thought he hit pretty well.
Nah, he wasn't really a big hitter. He got moved to the outfield because his fielding and his fucking arm.
Yeah, he had a cannon. I remember Dontrell Willis was kind of a beast when it came to hitting.
Willis, DeGrom, I'm sticking with my Mets here. DeGrom, Syndergaard.
How about, Bumgarner? Madison Bumgarner can hit.
Yeah, but not consistently. Like, DeGrom, Syndergaard, and Wheeler, who's now in Philly. Fuck Philly. They're like average. They're hitting for average too. They're not just getting hold of one and smoking it. A couple years ago, DeGrom had 5. Syndergaard had 4. Wheeler had like 4. Like our pitchers had a lot of home runs that year.
Now, why do you think it became the norm to have pitchers strictly focus on pitching and not so much hitting? Now, I'm not opposed to the DH rule.
I am.
I'm not opposed to it because I mean, they're getting paid that kind of money to pitch, and if they do get hurt while hitting or running, it kind of defeats the purpose.
So, or
you're paying them for nothing at that point.
You're not against the DH rule. How do you feel about the shift rule that they want to put into place?
I think you should be allowed to shift however the fuck you want. Exactly. People have to learn how to hit wherever they can.
Exactly. So you're a ball player. You should know how to hit.
Okay.
So if you're a pitcher. You're a ball player. You're not just a pitcher. You're a ball player.
Now you're misunderstanding me. I'm not saying pitchers shouldn't hit or I'm against pitchers hitting at all. I'm saying I'm okay with the DH rule.
I'm not. I think it's stupid. If you're going to play ball all the way around.
Mm, okay, see, but you're not paying a pitcher to hit the ball. These pitchers that get a shit ton of money, they're not getting paid that money to go up to that plate and hit the fucking ball. So if they're going to be up there hitting and they can run down the first baseline and pull a hamstring,
they're okay, out for how many games? You're looking at it from a financial standpoint, and I understand that.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it from a purity of the game standpoint.
Oh, look at me. I love baseball in all its purest forms. I'm special.
No, not even that. I'm just saying.
No, I'm going to get you on it because I have something else for you, too.
Like, if you're going to play the game, you need to hit. Just like if you're going to be a hitter, like, you're going to get paid to hit, you should know how to hit all over the field. So the shifts actually shouldn't come into play. The reason they're shifting is because all the batters now dead pull the fucking ball.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know how to go the opposite way. Don't know how to take an outside pitch and slam it down the fucking third baseline.
Right. But now all these guys that are fielders, they're getting paid to train in hitting. The pitchers are being paid to train in pitching.
So yes, fielders get paid to train in fielding and hitting. So why can't the pitcher hit the batting cage on their off days? You don't want them picking up baseball to throw it. So what the fuck are they doing? Let them get in the cage and work on their hitting. They're bunting. Bring back small ball.
Everything's about the long ball nowadays.
Chicks dig the long ball.
Mm-hmm.
Funny, one of the worst hitting pitchers ever was the one who said that, too.
Did you see the little thing, the little clip that said Shohei Ohtani has not taken batting practice all year?
He hasn't taken batting practice since he came to the major leagues.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been that long?
Yeah. He never takes batting practice.
He's just a natural talent.
Yep. And I wish I could watch him more. Like, the Angels suck. As fuck, they have the best player in the game. And Mike Trout, who doesn't want to be the face of it, just kind of stays to himself, does his thing. But he's been the best player in the game since he came in 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Consistently in the top 3 for MVP, won Rookie of the Year, like, straight stud. Gonna go down as probably the greatest player we've ever seen play. And they have the best player in the game as of right now in Shohei Ohtani. And if I'm not mistaken, they're dead last in the AL West.
Hmm. I remember 2 years ago when they were talking about Ohtani and they were kind of talking about him like he was going to end up being this big bust. Because he didn't have a stellar year his first year in the league.
Yeah, because he had to go get Tommy Johns.
Well, and then when he came back, that the season he came back, they were talking like that about him. Like, you know, he's a bust. They're not going to get anything good out of him. But good Lord, look at him now.
I was listening to one of the sports talk radio stations the other day. And I think they had Passan on. Jeff Passan. I think it was him. And he said, like, when Ohtani came over, they expected him to choose one. Either be a decent pitcher or a decent hitter. And he's far exceeded both expectations in one. So when he was asked an athlete to compare him to, would he compare him to Babe Ruth? He said no, because, like I said, Babe Ruth started hitting the home runs and being a better hitter after he stopped being a pitcher. He said it was going to be, if you had to pick somebody to compare him to, it would have to be a two-sport athlete, not just a baseball player.
Yeah.
He compared him to Bo Jackson.
I knew that was coming.
He said, as a pitcher, would be comparing Ohtani to Bo Jackson in the NFL. No. As a pitcher, it was comparing to Bo Jackson playing in the major leagues, where he's really good and he could be a lot better. And hitting, comparing him to the NFL, where he's just a straight natural stud.
Yeah. Do you think that the success of Ohtani right now is going to create a shift in the sport? Do you think more people are going to try to do this?
I hope it does.
Where more people are going to try to do exactly because like Ohtani?
Before this season, go even on the shortened season last season where they implemented the DH for both leagues, coming into this season, the talk is, in the next CBA, is MLB going to make both leagues DH leagues? I'm hoping this kind of fucking changes their mind from that. Pushes that out of the way.
Yeah, but I still don't think it's the norm for pitchers to be this good at hitting.
It's not, but they should be a viable hitter.
Yeah.
Not somebody you know who's coming up and, you know, you're going to strike them out. At least teach them to fucking bunt. You know, like, get back to that.
Yeah, now I said before, I'm not against pitchers hitting. Like, I see it from your perspective. Because then it's more about small ball. It's more about strategy. When do you pull the pitcher? When do you put someone new in? Like, how do you do it?
Right.
I get it.
That's the other part of it. But like, the nuance of the game, like a double switch. But
pitchers get paid a shit ton of money. So that's where I come from. Pitchers get paid a shit ton of money for their craft to pitch the ball.
Okay, and so you want to protect your investment. Put a team together. So do managers to manage that team and put themselves in the best position to win a game. So if you throw the DH in, you have a straight lineup the entire way through the fucking thing. You can pull the pitcher whenever the fuck you want.
Mm-hmm.
It takes the strategy, which baseball is a game of strategy. It takes the strategy out of it.
Yeah, but at the same time, nowadays, pitchers aren't pitching like they used to. Even when we were kids. Remember, pitchers going 8-9 innings every game.
Yeah, well, now they're pitching two times through the lineup and they're getting pulled.
Uh-huh.
Because of fucking stats.
Analytics?
That stupid fucking shit.
It's the analytics, man. Once he gets the third time to the lineup, they start picking it up.
It's so dumb.
So, now I'm going to hit you with the other thing, Mr. Pure Baseball. The other thing I know you don't like that I'm all for. The bat flip.
Fucking get rid of it.
Why?
Well, if you're going to take out the unwritten rules of baseball and not allow pitchers to go chin music on people, then don't bat flip. There's do it all you want. I'm not a fan of it. Do it all you want, but know, as a former pitcher, more so a catcher through high school, my first thought the next time you're up is that ball is coming as close to your fucking head as possible.
I mean, see, I think you're looking at it from too much of a gentleman's perspective, because think about the NFL. Are you against end zone dances too?
No.
Okay, it's the same thing. Do you expect these guys to not show emotion on the field?
You
crush a fucking ball in a vital point of the game. You toss the bat, you flip the bat.
My thing in the NFL, even in the NFL, if you're going to celebrate in front of the person you just beat for a pass, expect the next time you cross them on the field going for the ball, you're going to get laid the fuck out. Now, the NFL has kind of done away with that because you can't fucking hit a wide receiver anymore.
Yeah.
You got to, like, two-hand touch them and tickle their butthole till they fall to the ground or something. But in Major League Baseball, pitchers are still allowed to go high and tight. I'm not saying plunk them, but send the fucking message. You're not going to show me up.
Just so you, then why not go after him next time and try to strike him out?
You got the best of me on that one. And you want a showboat, expect one high and tight, and then to get struck the fuck out.
Man,
because if I strike you out, I'm not sitting there celebrating, jumping up and down, grabbing my fucking dick at you. You'll get a fist.
That's completely different than what I said. A bat flip is not grabbing your dick. Come on.
Same fucking thing. How else is a pitcher going to celebrate?
Pumping his fist. Getting excited. Showing a little emotion out there.
Okay, that's fine. A bat flip is far beyond that.
Listen,
a batter, you can pump your fist. You can scream, I did it. You were there. I did it. Screaming at the ball to get the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
And fist pumping. That's fine. Emotion like that is fine. A bat flip is intentionally trying to show up the pitcher you just took yard. And it all started with that piece of shit, Bryce Harper, who can fucking choke on a dick and die for all I care. I cannot fucking stand him. I haven't been able to stand him since he was fucking 15 years old. His fucking attitude is fucking terrible.
You poor baby. Who hurt you? Who hurt
Nothing.
Your feelings?
Nothing.
Snowflake. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Someone hurt your feelings by flipping a bat. Oh, my goodness.
No, it's just his whole...
It's too much.
His whole attitude towards the game has always pissed me off, and he was the one who started this big bat flip fucking trend.
People have been flipping bats since before Bryce
Harper. If it's a huge home run in, like, a World Series to end a game, something, that's fine. Not a fucking second-inning home run. Bryce Harper flips the fucking bat like he wins the goddamn World Series every time he fucking hits one. I have never fucking liked him.
I know you don't like Bryce Harper. That's why I find it funny.
And he's the one who started this most recent trend of the bat flip. And I fucking hate it. Fucking hate it because pitchers don't have not many pitchers have the balls anymore to go up and in on somebody after they do something like that. You want to stop? I want to see it stopped.
If I don't know.
Pitchers want to see it stopped, go fucking up and in.
I don't think there's anything wrong with a little bit of showboating. I think when you try to say, oh, you shouldn't bat flip, you shouldn't try to show up the pitcher, I think that kind of shit drives certain people away, like the younger demographic. I think it drives them away from the game a little bit and be like, it's just stuffy old men. This game is for stuffy old men.
Because all the young people are arrogant little fucks.
Okay.
And they've been babied their whole lives, so if they do something good, they go, yay!
Sorry for your ears, guys. I don't know.
Get rid of... Like I said, big spots, I get it. I get the showing of emotion. But every time you fucking hit one flipping the bat, no, miss me with that bullshit. Miss me with that bullshit. My most favorite bat flip was 2 years ago at the Home Run Derby.
When I think...
After Alonzo hit the home run derby winning home run and threw the bat like a mile in the fucking air.
Now, for me, I think that when you're thinking of bat flips, you're thinking like these giant flips up into the air. That's not how I see a bat flip. Not everyone does that. Like, it's just a little flick of the bat, little toss. Like, are you seriously thinking of every time hitting a home run, just launching the fucking bat in the air? Like, spinning it a million times? Or what? Like, how are you imagining
this? I'm looking at it as a trying to show up the pitcher.
I don't know. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
And literally standing in the box until the ball clears the fence. Miss me with that bullshit.
Oh, see, now I think that's funny, because then if it hits the fence, they're not getting past first.
But miss me with that.
I may have done that once in my life.
And I'd have told you you're a fucking idiot, and I hope you got thrown out of first base because of it.
No, it was at DV. You were there for that one. Remember when they moved that fence back? That orange rollout snow fence?
Well, I hope you got thrown out of first for it. I can't remember.
No, I didn't. I started trotting to first. I honestly think it went over the fence and landed just over the fence. The kid reached under the fence and picked it up.
But, nah, the whole... Nope, not a fan of the bat flip.
I think that's crazy talk. I think that's old man talk.
No. It's...
Really showing your age there, bro.
That's fine. I really don't care.
Yeah.
Like I said, you can do it all you want, but expect to pitch up under the fucking chin the next time up.
Yeah, and if you hit someone, that's a free base, and sucks to be you, because you didn't prove anything. You just got that. You got the other team an extra base.
That's all right. You fist bump after you hit them.
And if I was a hitter, I'd laugh at you. Be like, all right, I'm down here on first base. Now what?
That's if you're getting up off the ground, because most of them don't anymore. Get hit in the fucking back, and they're like, out.
Yeah. I haven't watched as much baseball as I wanted to this year. I should go to another game.
It's not the same. We should. We should actually go to more of those. It's fun. And the kids enjoyed themselves. The Mets, they're playing the Mets again tonight. We could go.
I'm not going tonight. Maybe another day, though. I got to get back to some more.
They are fun, though.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I feel like I'm going to sneeze, so I'm trying to not. On pod.
Yeah, I got you.
But yeah, thanks for taking me off on a bat flip rant.
That was quite a long rant.
Because you know how I fucking feel about it.
Because it's funny. It's funny and it's old fashioned.
Tell me you're a pitcher. You're not trying to fucking go up and in to push him off. Or hit him.
Probably not.
Bullshit. Because,
no.
Bullshit. A batter walked up. In the fifth inning of a fucking game, who we'd never seen, we got told by our coach that the dude smokes the shit out of the ball and likes to trot. And he said you have two options, walk him or hit him. What was your first one? To hit him, not to walk him.
You're the one that gave me the FU signal.
Yeah, because we both looked at each other and knew we were going to hit him. It didn't really work out. He still hit a home run.
I think you're exaggerating a little bit, though. I don't think he told us that he trots it out. I think he just said he crushes everything. That's what I think. I think you're misremembering just a little bit.
It still didn't work out. He still put it over the fence and trying to hit him. I'll never forget that one.
There were a lot of good baseball memories from when we were younger.
That ball fucking almost hit him square in the center of the back.
Yeah.
And he stepped out on it and fucking kept it fair somehow.
Barely.
It doesn't matter if it was barely.
Yeah, it was still fair.
He had no business hitting the ball.
Yeah. Dude, so how... Now I'll get you going on another rant.
Oh, God.
You want to get it on another rant? So we do have somebody that wants to join us sometime soon to chat about the Olympics and whatnot, but I got to mention it anyway. How about... I was going to say Tokyo making the decision that there's going to be no fans in the stands because they just went into a state of emergency.
Don't send our athletes.
If it's that big of a deal, why send them, right?
If our idiot of a president decides to allow our athletes to go there and feign that he's concerned about COVID and get your vaccine and da-da-da-da, but we're sending hundreds of athletes to a country that has a variant we've yet to see in this country that have the vaccine doesn't stop, and you're just looking for a reason to shut down the country, because you can't send athletes over there and expect none of them are coming back with it.
Well, here's the question. Can he control who goes?
Yes.
Is it up to him?
It's up to him. It's up to the USOC. Like, they can make that decision. He can say, because of this, safety of our country, we're not sending anybody.
This whole new thing is kind of got me baffled a little bit, too. I mean, like, they're you sending saw it coming,
to shut us down again.
You saw it coming, first off.
That is what is going to happen. They're going to allow it, so then when they come back and these cases start taking off, because they eventually will, they get to lock us down again.
You know what's funny, too, though, is the World Health Organization already came out and said lockdowns don't work, and they disagree with lockdowns, and that if you have your country locked down, they suggest lifting that.
Fuck that organization, too.
Yeah. Everything... It seems like everything anymore has a purpose. Like, it's not just for our benefit. But like, our government is supposed to be a representation of the people, and it's turning into, like, a monarchy. It's turning into royalty. It's turning into whoever's at the top thinking that they're above everyone else and that they can control them, and it's really
how are they gonna going to win crazy. The election again in 3.5 years if they can't lock us down for those 3.5 years?
Oh my God.
Always going to be a new variant of this. There's always going to be a reason, air quotes, for them to shut us down.
Here's the other thing that gets me, too. Now we're going into some fun stuff. Here's the thing that gets me, too. When they started talking about this new variant, they're discussing how the numbers in cases are going up due to the new variant. In areas where people haven't yet gotten the vaccine count's not high, and it's the unvaccinated people that are catching it. So here's my question. How does the vaccine protect against a new variant? I thought they had to have... Like, I thought they made the vaccine for the stuff that's already out.
It's not stopping
the new variant. And that the new variants are supposed to, mm-hmm. like... The new variants
go. That's our government showing their idiocy.
I don't know, man.
Idiocity? Idiocy?
Idiocy. It just doesn't make sense to me, because it just seems so planned. Every storyline seems so planned out. Mm-hmm. Like, you could have predicted it. You read the headlines.
I saw, because it's a virus. It obviously mutates like the flu. So you know there's going to be new cases of new versions of it. And it gives them a reason to shut us down.
Well, and that's why they have new flu shots every year, too, right? Because it's always changing. That's why they give you a new shot every year.
Five different strands that they think is going to be the big outbreak on that year.
So why do they keep trying to shut shit down? And why do they keep trying to force everything on everybody? Like, just... I don't understand why they're not treating it like the flu, where, okay, you create the vaccine, you give it, then you have another vaccine the next year, and then just carry on with life like normal.
200,000 dead people on Trump's fucking hands. Which I don't agree with yet.
It's not on Trump.
You saw the eye roll. But that's going to be their sticking point. And Biden doesn't have that many. Well, that's because, you know... President Trump got the fucking vaccine started against the Democrats, because the Democrats didn't want it.
Well, they were first. Yeah. Because they didn't want it. They didn't want to take. They didn't want to they distribute want it because rushed. It was so quick. Yeah, it was rushed. It would never work.
And now they're the ones. And this is where I'm going to get you going. Now they're the ones threatening to go door to door.
I'm asking telling you
about the vaccine. They'll be looking down the wrong end of a fucking 9 mil.
I'm telling you, 100%. It's just, it's awkward. It's weird. We have to call it
it's
what
not
it is.
Awkward. It's wrong. It's illegal.
Yes, but don't tell me it's not awkward. I have the right term there. I'm correct. It's awkward. It's weird. It's wrong. Yes, any of those words work. Any of them.
You're awkward, bud.
It's fucking weird, dude. We have to call it what it is. It's weird. It's weird to try to entice people to get it with donuts, with hamburgers and fries.
With million-dollar lotteries.
Lotteries. With free college education. Why are you doing this? Why are you trying to coerce people into getting this vaccine using all these different methods? And now they announce a plan to go door to door.
Why is this vaccine free but chemo's not free?
Yes.
Insulin's not free.
Yep, you've seen those Facebook posts too. It is, if they do make a good point.
Why is
it's for
this
the health
vaccine,
of the nation, if it's for the health of
why is this vaccine free? And I'll go on another tangent here. Why is Narcan free? Why is Narcan free when somebody who has type 1 diabetes, somebody born that way, didn't choose to have diabetes, why can they not get their insulin for free? They have to pay $1,600 to $2,500 a month to stay alive. But somebody who chooses to put heroin in their own body, knowing they'll become addicted and need more and more and more, and the likelihood that they're going to overdose is pretty fucking high. And they get a life-saving drug because they chose to put something in their body and went too far for free?
Now I know you're probably going to catch some heat for saying that.
I don't give a shit. Nope. I've said it how I don't care. I've said it so many times.
So let me just reiterate what you said. You said you made the initial choice to do it. And that's the most important statement. You made the conscious decision that first time. I don't care what people think about addiction, whether it's a disease, whether it's not a disease,
I don't give a shit. It starts with a choice.
It starts with a choice. And that's what you said. So I just want to reiterate that point. But yeah, you're right. And just remember, at the end of Trump's presidency, he lowered the cost, like he lowered the cost of insulin and all
and
that.
And the first thing Biden did was jack it right the back, right back up.
Insulin and epinephrine.
Yep.
Lowered the cost of those.
And the first executive order signed by this idiot in office now was to jack those prices right the fuck back up.
Yeah, if not the first, it was one of the first, yeah.
It was the first day.
Dude,
the first day he signed that executive
order. He had almost 40 executive orders in his first few days in office. Trump had 60-some total, and people said that that was an abuse of power. But crickets. Yeah,
Democrats,
crickets now.
Democrats said that because the biggest abuse of power came from Obama over, I want to say like 500-600 in his 8 years. Google that.
We have to.
He had a lot.
We got to get the number right.
But
if we're going
to
say
to go back to your point. Yes, it is your initial choice to put that in your body. I'm a smoker.
Yeah, it was a little. That number was a little high. It was 276
in 8 years, or was that in his last four?
Just while he was in presidency.
Okay. Which is more than anybody ever in history. That's still, that averages almost 50 a year, 40 a year. Mm-hmm. But what I'll always go back to people saying about, you know, Narcan and addiction is a disease. My thing is, it is. It's a choice. I will never look at it as a disease. It's a choice. I've talked to people who have overcome an addiction to heroin, and they've told me after getting off of it and all that, they've realized it was a choice. Yes, your body becomes accustomed to having it. That's a mental thing you have to get over. I'm a smoker. I chose to smoke my first cigarette. I chose to smoke until I got addicted to cigarettes. The hardest thing for me is getting mentally past needing cigarettes. If I get lung cancer, I'm not going to the government asking for free treatment because I had a problem. I had a disease. I was addicted to nicotine. No, it doesn't work that way. I made that choice. I know the consequences and what could possibly happen.
Right. So now back to the original point.
Yeah, where the fuck were we? I totally tangented there.
The door-to-door thing.
Stupid.
Like, okay, I want to know what they plan to do exactly. Are they going to be forceful? Are they're going to take a list of people who are unvaccinated, and what are they going to do? They're going to hire people to go door-to-door to what? Say you need to get vaccinated or suggest you get vaccinated? Or what's it going to be like?
I wonder
what it's going to be like.
Shall we reach out to a lawyer? I want to know the legality of finding the list of people who haven't gotten the vaccination. What's the legality on that?
I don't know.
That's HIPAA.
Okay, so now see...
HIPAA's not just work.
No, what I was going to say was some people have said that the HIPAA laws refer to hospital employees, like healthcare employees, not being allowed to tell other people about your business, your health business, your files, your records.
Exactly. So who does the government have to go to find out if you got your vaccination or did not get your vaccination?
Yeah.
Insurance companies, they can't give that out. Healthcare workers, they can't give that out.
I'm telling you, man, it's just weird. Something doesn't sit right with me. Why are you pushing it so hard? I don't get it. Like, if you want to get the vaccine, we've said it before on this show.
Good on you.
Go ahead, get it.
I wish you the best.
But why are you forcing it upon others?
Right. Not even that. Why is the government pushing it so hard?
So now,
what is so important about this vaccine? Because we've said, if I don't get vaccinated, if you don't get vaccinated, people who are vaccinated aren't at risk. It's not like they can't get it. They get it less severe. It doesn't stop it.
Right.
It's not even a vaccine. So, if you get injured, you go for rehab. It's like a prehab for COVID. Like, it gives your body the ability to fight it a little better. It doesn't stop you from getting it. Like, other vaccines, like the chickenpox vaccine stops kids from getting chickenpox now.
I'm so over all of this. I'm so over it.
Like, what is... But why does everybody, if we're not vaccinated, why do we need to get it?
Right.
Who is at risk? If people that are vaccinated don't want to be around me, I don't understand that. Like, okay, so you're vaccinated, so you shouldn't worry at all. Mm-hmm. If anything, I should worry more because you could be carrying it and not know because you're vaccinated. Where... Like, now the stores want to segregate. Not that I fucking follow that stupid bullshit. But segregate. If you're vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask. If you're not vaccinated, you do. Well, the mask wasn't there to protect me. We were told that when we wore the masks, it was to protect you.
Yes.
So if I wore a mask, you would be protected. But if you didn't wear a mask, it could get through my mask and I could get infected. So then why are the non-vaccinated people wearing the masks? Because the vaccinated people are already protected. Why are the vaccinated people not forced to still wear the mask? And unvaccinated people can just walk around and live their life. If I'm not mistaken, they did shut down the passport thing, right?
I know that some people were fighting back against that.
Rand Paul was.
Yeah.
Hugely.
Yeah, to where they
couldn't require it. I think DeSantos was, too.
Oh, yeah. DeSantos has been fighting everything along the way. DeSantos is the Florida governor.
2024, for those of you who don't know. 2024.
I don't know. If Trump runs in 24, I kind of hope he runs with him.
Trump would have to take a back seat. DeSantos is destroying Trump in all polls right now.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. See,
and if DeSantos is smart, he runs with Candace Owens.
That's if she wants to run.
I think she's going to make a push.
She's very intelligent. She's very well spoken.
I think she's going to make a push, and they need to bring back that press secretary,
Kaylee McAleenan.
Not this circle back bitch. I don't have the answer to that question. Can we circle back? She doesn't have an answer to anything. I swear one of her first press briefings, isn't that all she said?
Pretty much.
Could
you imagine if a Republican press secretary said shit like that?
Kaylee got destroyed for being truthful and honest. Mm-hmm. And literally answering every question. Oh, she shouldn't have answered that. Well, then don't ask it.
It wasn't until just recently that they started getting difficult questions to answer, to be honest. And it's actually, every time I see a clip, it's the same reporter asking the questions. I can't think of who he's from, where he's a reporter for, but...
So he's obviously not afraid to push the buttons of the Democrats.
Yeah.
He's not afraid of cancel culture.
Yep.
Call it what it is, Democratic culture.
I'm so...
This episode took a fucking weird turn. Baseball and politics.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Because it went from the Olympics and then that rode right into
it.
It is what it is.
So we started with baseball. We're on politics.
I can't go back now.
No. They kind of mingle together and you should know where I'm going with this.
No, I don't.
Well, the All-Star Game is Tuesday. Where was the All-Star Game originally supposed to be held?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Where is it being held now?
Denver, Colorado.
Why?
Because some bullshit about voter laws.
And guess what? The laws Georgia passed that are being considered the new Jim Crow laws...
Get fucked.
...are less restrictive voting laws than Colorado has.
I don't understand the uproar about it.
Why do sports feed into politics? Why?
Because...
I kind of get it. Because the NBA is, 80% African-American? Somewhere.
Might even be more than that.
It's majority African-American. So, I get them playing into the politics. Football, about 50-50. But baseball? Isn't baseball... majority international?
I think baseball is the most diverse.
I would put money that baseball is at least 40% international players. At least. Because you look, Pujols isn't...
It has nothing to do with the players. It has everything to do with the higher-ups trying to get ahead of the curve and do what... I guess what in their minds they think is right, because they probably felt like if they were going to continue to hold their All-Star game in Atlanta, in Georgia, that people would create some backlash about it. And they didn't want to deal with the questioning and all that, which is stupid to me because you still have a team in the MLB and they earned the right to have that. Now you're taking away all this, this possible revenue. All this income for every business in Atlanta. Because you, just like the Pro Bowl, you have, just like the Super Bowl, you have people coming in to go there for the All-Star game. You don't just have two teams. You have teams from the whole league. So you have people from everywhere flocking to this stadium, to this city, and spending money there for you. And now you just took it away from them.
Mm-hmm. And not for nothing... because of a state decision, you took it away from one of the most liberal cities in the country. Atlanta,
right,
is so blue, it's not even funny. There's parts of Atlanta that want to leave Atlanta because of the laws, restrictions they put on police. In Atlanta.
It's so blue that its girlfriend should be ashamed.
But no, it doesn't make sense. And see,
that wasn't a political joke, by the way.
I'm glad you brought up the the Super Bowl thing, because that got me to thinking. I'm a Mets fan, you're a Braves fan, so you are the Atlanta team's fan. If my Mets don't make the World Series, the only other team from the National League I want to see in it is Atlanta, because what the fuck are they going to do? They're going to pull the games out of Atlanta then?
It's so
I want to see the Major League Baseball put into such a shitty fucking position because of this decision they made. I'm actually rooting for Atlanta to make the World Series. Not ahead of my Mets. If it's them and my Mets, I would like them to make.
I get you.
The National League Championship Series against my Mets.
That would be fun.
This way, there's at least a spotlight, a national spotlight, in the state of Georgia. What's Major League Baseball gonna do? Calling you out. Whatever, Rob Manfred. I'm calling you out, Manfred.
If we're going to start getting into a lot of this political talk, we're going to have to really start doing our research before the show so we can
It just kind of spiraled points. Into it today.
It did. And just so everyone's aware, most of this stuff is opinion-based. We don't have anything really pulled up here. If there is anything factual, we're going to try to check it and clarify things.
But. We do know that the game was pulled from Atlanta because of the new voting laws that require everybody to have an ID to vote.
And that's
what made it Jim Crow.
That's all it freaking is, man. It's trying to ensure a safe and secure election. So what is wrong with that? What's wrong with that? If you lose the integrity of the election and people don't feel like it was a free and fair election, how are you going to get behind your new leader? How? That's
the problem we're having now.
Exactly. And I don't see that as a bad thing. Why is requiring ID for that a bad thing, but not requiring ID for alcohol or a library card or
honestly, anything else? Honestly, because and this is what I've heard on some other shows. Because the left wants to make it seem like it's harder for minorities to go get IDs. You can go get a state ID in almost any state, if I'm not mistaken, free or dirt cheap. Just a photo ID.
I honestly think it's like $5 to $10.
You're required, even if you don't have a driver's license, to have a photo ID on you. This way, if you're ever stopped, even just walking or for whatever reason you may encounter an officer, to have a photo identification.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it so wrong to just ask for that to vote, to make sure you are who you say you are?
Yeah, and if I remember right, something about this new voting law, I don't remember if it's trying to prohibit ballot harvesting or not. Now, do you remember reading or hearing about what ballot harvesting is? It's like when it's getting close to election time, you send someone out from your party to other houses that are registered Democrat or registered Republican, whatever the party is.
Yeah.
And asking, oh, did you vote? Oh, you haven't voted yet? Well, here, let me help you vote. Here's the form. This is what you do, blah, blah, blah. So they go around and they make sure to collect all of those votes. And it can create problems. For anybody thinking that it's just people on the right thinking that people on the left are going to take advantage. Nah, man. There was what show did I hear it on? Shapiro? I think Shapiro talked about it. There was a problem with Republicans. There was a Republican group a few years ago. I don't know if it was for a governor race. Or I'll have to check into it. I can't remember exactly what it was. But some Republican group like had these forms and they filled out the ballots for Republicans.
Yeah,
it's not illegal. A left or right issue. It's a fairness issue.
Yep.
Like, you call out wrongdoing no matter what side it's on, man. So there are laws in place for a reason. You want it to be fair. You want the people who are representing you to be elected fairly.
Correct.
Otherwise, it's going to cause dissension.
The other issue that they ran into with the Georgia one was, and it's already illegal, but it was just written to make sure people know it in Georgia that you're not allowed to wear anything representing the party you're affiliated with while going to vote. You're not allowed, the voting poll, the poll stations are not allowed to hand out water, food, lollipops, nothing. So there can be no incentives to vote a certain way.
See, now, the thing is, it's not that they can't exactly hand out water. They can't hand out water with a label that says, vote for Biden or vote for Trump.
They can't hand out water, period. They can't hand out well, anything.
Here's the other thing, too. Like, with people that are getting upset about that, well, you can't give people water, you can't give people food. You're going to vote. It really shouldn't take that long. You plan
in
ahead,
bigger
man.
Cities, it does.
Yeah, but no, listen. You shouldn't need food or something to drink when you're in line right. to vote. Plan accordingly, man.
Right. Bring a bottle of water with you.
But no, I think the thing, if I remember correctly from the Crowder show, they were talking about it as well. And like I said, if I remember correctly, it had to do with things being labeled, or like you couldn't wear a shirt that says vote for Biden or vote for Trump while passing things out. You couldn't do stuff like that.
You can't even wear it to go vote.
Right. Oh, I know. I know. You're supposed to go in without it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't.
But that's that's like a federal thing.
God damn, man. Cancel culture is real. And we could do a whole other show on cancel culture. And it's
only real if you're not independent. Dude.
Yeah, dude.
Cancel culture is only real if you're associated with a group, a company, a higher power than you that is influenced by shit to drop you.
Yeah, well, they moved a fucking All-Star game from a pro baseball stadium. Because that state has implemented new voting laws. How fucking upset. I just
can't
deal with
this kind of stuff.
It didn't fit the
narrative
of
the national media.
If you disagree with me, you're evil. And you shouldn't be heard.
That goes back to
what it's coming down to.
That goes back to people not being able to sit and talk.
Yes. We could talk about our differences.
You're wrong. That's it. I'm done. Fuck you. Move it. If you don't, you're with them. Why not sit down, have a conversation, understand what is actually written out in these laws and why we are doing it that way? Mm-hmm. Understand why you and I see differently on something. Like on a way smaller scale, you're a Braves fan. I'm a Mets fan. Generally, we should fucking hate each other. But I understand.
How stupid is that?
I understand why you're a Braves fan. You understand why I'm a Mets fan.
Good Lord, do you remember last week when Scoob said that? He's like, "Wow, you guys are both Giants fans. I'm an Eagles fan. I wasn't really sure." Like, what do you mean you're not sure? It's just sports, man. Who cares?
Right.
Who cares?
Right. We can sit there.
It's not who you are.
Have a conversation. Agree to disagree. Enjoy the bantering back and forth. May get heated, may not get heated, but at the end of the day, I can tell you, ha, fuck you, I love you, bro.
Yeah, let's crack a beer, baby.
Like, politics should be the same way. Because in reality, the president don't do shit for this country except sign executive fucking orders.
Oh. Term limits, man. The president has them.
The change needs to start happening in Congress and the Senate.
That's where the change starts, when we put term limits on everybody. You can't have people like Schumer and Pelosi and all them motherfuckers in for years.
Who said that last week?
20, 30, 40, 50 years. Get out of here.
It was last week. Who the fuck said that? The president is basically just the CEO.
I've been saying that for years.
And that's what made Trump a good fucking president. Because he's the CEO of how many multi-million, billion-dollar fucking companies. And he made business decisions while in office. And got us to great heights. And apparently now Joe Biden has gotten us to, you know, the lowest post-COVID unemployment rate. They're bragging about that on the White House Facebook page.
Right, but the way...
The lowest post-COVID. You've been the only president post-COVID. Of course you're going to have the lowest unemployment rate.
Wasn't the way they wrote that, like, the lowest unemployment rate in the last 20 years?
Something like that.
But it's not... That's not true.
And he's created 300,000 jobs.
Where?
Where?
Too many people are still on unemployment.
If you created 300,000 jobs, I hope you're going to subtract from that before you post all the jobs you just stole from the Keystone Pipeline. Mm. How many thousands, hundreds of... of jobs. That was like 250,000 jobs, wasn't it?
I don't think it was a lot. High.
It was a lot.
But either way.
So, like, you can't have... Just the way they're trying to twist it from their end is way worse than anything Trump ever fucking did in office. Way worse. Like,
I just wish
unemployment right now is still what? Fucking,
I don't know.
I'll Google
it. Just wish that more people would vote on platform and not an identity. And again, that's another...
I think we had this...
That's another topic that we could get into.
I think we had that conversation where you shouldn't put a face to it. You just vote on what they're saying.
Yep. I think I think you and me had that conversation. You should just have the two platforms. Don't say what party it's from. Don't tell you what person it is. Say this person believes this, that person believes this, and then go from there. That's what I think. We do, and I do believe we need a third representative in there too. We need to get libertarians up on the debate stage as well. Like, everybody needs to be represented. We can't just have a two-party system. Because not everything, especially with how far apart the parties are getting right now, with how divided they are, they're growing farther and farther apart. So you need to have somebody representing that middle ground. Now more than ever. I think if you get a libertarian candidate up on that debate stage with the Republicans and the Democrats, it'll be a lot better, and then more people will see things for what it really is.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
So the unemployment rate's at like 6%. If I'm not mistaken.
Trump had it down in the threes. Or did he get it below?
He was down in the twos right before COVID hit.
Also, at the same time, I do believe we give the president's a little too much credit in a lot of areas.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
The unemployment rate was 100% Trump because companies wanted to come back to America because it was going to cost them more to go to China. It was going to cost them more to ship stuff in. Yeah. It made more sense for them to come back.
Mm-hmm. Well, it definitely took a turn, but I mean...
But we tied it together
nicely. It's two different things that, you know...
We're passionate about it.
We kind of talk about it a lot. Yeah, we're passionate about it. We talk about it a lot. So,
you excited for football? 12 days.
I am, but I'm not at the same time. Like, I don't know.
12 days till training camp starts.
I haven't been
excited.
For the
Steelers and whoever they're playing.
I haven't been excited about football in a long time because the Giants have been so disappointing lately.
Look at our squad.
Yeah, who's going to block?
We reworked the offensive line again.
We'll see.
Saquad is back.
I know.
DJ got weapons to throw to.
Our receiving core looks good. I guess.
We have Galladay, who's a big, tall, Plaxico Burress-esque, but faster and a deep threat.
Yo, and for the record, any of you people who try to make fun of fans who say we or us or our team, I dislike that.
Motherfucker, you ask me all the time.
It's
you got
our
a mouse
team.
In your pocket?
It's our team.
But, and then you got Tadarius, the kid we drafted. Tadarius.
I don't know, dude. Don't ask me.
Poor man. He's 21 years old. Got less hair than me.
I don't know. I hope that it's an exciting year. I hope we don't only win two games.
He's like Golden Tate-esque, but better, like cross the middle short guy, but like the ball touches his hand and he's explosive. Like, people think he can be something.
Bro, I can't believe we still have Evan Ingram.
We also have Kyle Rudolph.
Right, but we still have Evan Engram who can't catch a pass thrown right to him.
Yeah, well, this is his year.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Plus, we still have Sterling Shepard.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we still have...
Darius Slayton.
Him. Thank you. I couldn't remember his name. The guy that
he's
DJ...
He's going to be a beast.
And DJ has that connection mm-hmm. with him. Our defense balled the fuck out last year. We can keep that up. We added to our secondary. We're getting that kid that was hurt last year back. Like, we have stuff to be excited about. Yeah. Like we're not like Dallas fans here where we haven't been to the playoffs in 35 fucking years.
We got to find somewhere to watch the games.
I can only watch every other Sunday.
Yeah, new job. I got you.
I mean, if they're on at like 4 o'clock, I'll wake up and I'll watch it and then I'll listen to it on the way to work. But so excited. So, if we're going to wrap this up, how was your first week at work? At your new job?
Not bad.
Is that all you're really going to fucking say? Not bad.
Well, it helps that I've been in the field for a year and a half. I've worked in the same kind of industry, so
have you talked a little bit about your organization ideas yet?
Oh no, they know they gotta spruce up a bit, but they said it's because they haven't had the help. But the guy who is going to be taking over soon, he was happy with my performance this week. He was very excited. He said I did excellent. All that happy horse shit, so.
Oh, so this isn't the guy that you got to learn how to take?
Maybe. But no, that one's been on vacation.
Oh.
So
That's
the head honcho for the foreseeable future, next few months, I think it is.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. Technically, I have a week left, but I'm only going in for 3 days. Can't fucking wait. And the only reason I'm going in is I saw the trip plan and I got to lay it out the way I wanted to, and I will be able to stop I am stopping in Manchester, staying in Manchester for the night, and hanging out with Scoobs.
Hell yeah.
Like, fuck it. And then I'll drive back that Wednesday. I won't even unload my fucking truck. I'm going to grab my shit. I don't care what time I get back to. It could be 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm going to grab my shit. I'm going to put my credit card, my keys on the desk, and be like, I'm out. So I will be off next Thursday and Friday.
Good on you.
Because fuck it.
Because
I'm
fuck it.
So excited to start my new job.
Good.
And I start at the Holiday Inn. That's where we're doing the training.
Oh, yeah?
Neat. Like, not looked around the building, but saw more of the building yesterday because I went and grabbed lunch. I don't know how the hell they think they're going to be fucking open in the middle of August. There's still no buildings or no windows in the entire building yet.
Really?
Like, the parking lot's not even, like, lined out for ditches or curbs or pavement. Like, wait. Motherfuckers want to be up and running in 5 weeks. It's not happening. The size of that parking lot, it's going to take to curb it out and pave it at least a month.
Yeah,
like, and they're not even close. They haven't leveled out to do it yet. They haven't dug out to do it yet. They still have crushers and fucking sifters there.
They'll get it done.
They said the latest early September, and I'm like, yikes. Like, the fuck am I going to be doing for the next 3 months? I can only watch so many videos on how to run the machine you're going to put me on.
Yeah, but you'll be super adept by the time it comes.
I don't care. They're paying me $25 an hour to sit in a fucking hotel.
Sounds good to me.
I mean, send me to Colombia. Send me to the UK. I'll fucking... The England, I'm sorry. Not the UK, the England. Send me to the England, to that shot, that place out there. I'll fucking help run a machine. I'll help learn. Like it'll help me learn. Send me for a month. I don't fucking care. I'll learn to like brown sauce. I will never come to liking black pudding.
But
I can deal with brown sauce.
Yeah.
But bad, I man. Do want to go out there and see if on the menu they have oh fuck. I can't even remember. It's blanking me. It's a song. It's on one of the Office podcasts I listen to. Hmm. Cree Bratton does the music for all of them. And it's one of his songs. Bubble and something. But like he went to England the one time and asked what it was when he saw it on the menu. And they told him it was like the leftovers from the night before his dinner special mixed with eggs and breakfast food. And I was like, I'm like, that's like steak and eggs. That's what that's like. You have leftover steak, you mix it with fucking eggs. I'm like, I'm going to have to start fucking doing that.
There you go. All right. Well, I had fun. As always, even when we don't know what we're doing, we know what we're doing.
Yeah, we went everywhere today.
Yeah. But next week, we should have a guest in. We will be discussing some fun shit. Be sure to keep an eye and ear out for that. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can find us at Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast on YouTube and Facebook. And you can find us over on Instagram at NDT Podcast. Be sure to check everything out. Make sure you give the Instagram page a follow. And guys, we will see you again next week.
Bubble and Squeak. That's what it's called. Later.